بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, we're reading from Tawheed, يعني Arabic lessons in Tawheed, مستوى الثالث, level 3, Islamic University of Medina, Arabic language program. Last week we read the introduction to this course, and we also read the first lesson at Dars al-Awwal on page 4, 5, and 6. And we stopped on the top of page 7 at the at the section called Al-Lugha. We didn't read the Lugha and we didn't read the Tadrib and we didn't do the Munaqisha, yani on page 7 and on the top of page 8. Okay, so we said today, inshallah, we'll do the exercises together. I did send an email out asking that we try to do the exercises, try to write them out for practice, and also so that, yani, you came to class with something as opposed to starting from zero. I also asked you to read the lesson during the week several times. Read it as much as you can so that you're familiar with it and you can benefit more from this lesson. Today, inshallah, according to the amount of time we have, we may have a chance to read the lesson and a couple of times. But before we do the exercises, we want to just quickly go through the lesson. Quickly, okay? Because I say quickly because you already should have been reading it during the week. Jazakallah khair. This is husn al-dhan. This is a part of Islam. Husn al-dhan. Yani thinking good about people. More importantly, husn al-dhan billahi. Thinking good about Allah. Meaning expecting good from Allah. Meaning that if you do what Allah has commanded you to do, sincerely for His sake alone, in accordance with the sunnah, don't expect anything to come from Allah except good. Huh? هل جزاء الإحسان إلا الإحسان? Is there anything that as a reward for good except good? Don't expect from Allah anything except good. If you are doing good. Now if you are committing shirk and kufr and lying and stealing and cheating, then you can expect punishment. You can expect punishment. And Allah forgives whoever He wills anything except the person who dies upon shirk. Okay, so, yani this is Husn al-Dhan from Mustafa, mashallah. He said, we did read it many times during the week. Alhamdulillah, he did anyway, and hopefully some of us also did. I'm going to join you, Mustafa. I read it several times too. I read it, me and you, mashallah. So that's we.
I remember, but I did.
Okay, the important thing is that these lessons do require, yani, some reading, so please try to read them several times. Don't just suffice with the reading that we do in the class. I'm going to read through it quickly. If there's anything that during your reading during the week, if you had a question, ask me first before I read. Anything that you had a question about. If you don't have any question, then you can stop me. But I'm going to read quickly. From page 4, Ad-Darsu Al-Awwalu Allahu Rabbuna. Allah is our Rabb. The teacher says, Assalamu Alaikum Wa Rahmatullahi Wa Barakatuhu. The students say, Wa Alaikum Assalamu Wa Rahmatullahi Wa Barakatuhu. The teacher says, Ahafidhtum Surat Al-Ikhlas. Have you all memorized Surat Al-Ikhlas? The students say, Naam. حفظناه. Yes, we have memorized it. The teacher says, اقرأ يا أحمد هذه السورة. O Ahmed, read this surah. Ahmed says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد. الله الصمد. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. I'm reading the vowels at the end. Because in the exercise, we're supposed to write out the surah with tashkil, with all voweling, especially the endings. Okay? And the meaning of this surah, inshallah, we'll talk about, yani the general meaning of it in brief, is Allah is commanding. Say, He, Allah is one, He is a samad, He doesn't beget, nor is He begotten, yani He doesn't give birth to children, nor was He born. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. And there's no one that is equal, similar, comparable, yani, like him. The teacher says, أحسنت يا أحمد في هذه التلاوة الجيدة. You have done well, O Ahmed, with this good, yani, recitation. نريد الآن أن نعرف من ربنا. We want now to know who is our Rabb. This is a very important matter here. We want to know Who is our Rabb? Tariq says, رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَنَا وَرَبَّانَا بِنِعْمَتِهِ وَرَزَقَنَا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. Our Lord is Allah, He who has created us, and He has nourished and nurtured us with His bounties, and He has provided for us from all that is good. The teacher says, بِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ نَعْرِفُ رَبَّنَا. With which thing, literally, do we know our Rabb? Yani, through what thing can we know our Rabb? How can we know Him? Abdullah says, نَعْرِفُ رَبَّنَا بِعَلَامَاتٍ كَثِيرَةٍ. We know our Rabb through many signs. مِنْهَا, from them, اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ, the night and the day, the sun and the moon. On the top of page 5, the teacher says, نعم إن الله تعالى هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض والليل والنهار والشمس والقمر وهو الذي ينزل المطر ويرزق من يشاء وهو القادر على كل شيء ولذلك تجب له العبادة وحده لا شريك له. يعني the teacher says, yes, indeed Allah the Most High, He is the one who created the heavens and the earth, the night and the day, the sun and the moon, and He is the one, هو الذي ينزل المطر, who sends down. This is from the bab فعل, يعني نزل, with شد on the second radical. نزل, يو دم, four letters, ينزل, فتح, سكون, كسرة, ينزل المطر. He is the one who sends down the rain. He gives provisions to whomever He wills. And He is Al-Qadir, the one who is able, capable, has power, ala kulli shayin, over everything. And for this reason, walidhalika, it is because of this, yani because He is the one who created the heavens and earth, and He is the one who gives us provisions, and He is the one who's power over everything, walidhalika, for this reason, tajibu lahu al-ibadatu. Yani, ibadah, worship, is obligatory for Him, to be given to Him, wahdahu alone, لا شريك له, without any partner. Tariq says, ما معنى الإبادة التي شرح الله للمسلمين. What is the meaning of the ibadah which Allah has legislated it for the Muslims and for all people? The teacher says, العبادة, this is the definition of ibadah, اسم جامع, يعني a comprehensive noun, لكل ما يحبه الله ويرضاه, for everything that Allah loves and is pleased with. من قول أو فعل ظاهر أو باطن, يعني whether it is speech or action, that which is done openly, apparently, or inwardly, يعني not apparent. فالظاهر, that which is apparent, يعني from the acts of worship. الظاهر من العبادة ما كان منظورا, that which is seen, يعني the actions of the limbs of the body. كالصلاة والحج, like prayer and pilgrimage. وَالْبَاطِنُ, يعني that which is باطن, not seen. مَا كَانَ خَفِيًّا, that which is hidden, يعني not seen. يعني the أَعْمَالُ الْقُلُوبِ, the actions of the heart. كَالْسَوْمِ وَالْإِخْلَاصِ فِي النِّيَّةِ, like fasting and sincerity in one's intentions. Ibrahim says, نُرِيدُ أَن نَعْرِفَ مَزِيدًا, extra. We want to know more من الأمثلة, of examples, لعبادة الله تعالى, for the worship of Allah the Most High. The Mudarris says, إليكم أمثلة الأمثلة الآتية, take the following examples من أنواع العبادة لله سبحانه وتعالى. Take the following examples from the types of worship that belong to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. فمنها, يعني from amongst the types of worship, and there are many, from amongst them is الدُّعَاء, supplication, الخوف, fear, الرجاء, hope, التوكل, dependence or reliance, الرغبة, having desire, النظر, يعني vowing, making a vow to do something for the sake of Allah, الخشَّة, having awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to His greatness and His glory and His majesty, الذبح, sacrificing an animal, الاستعانة, seeking help in Allah, الاستعاذة, seeking refuge in Allah, الاستغاثة, يعني seeking help in dire circumstances, critical situations. وهناك أمثلة كثيرة لِلْعِبَادَةِ غَيْرَ مَا ذَكَرْنَا. And there are also many examples of worship other than what we have mentioned. وَكُلُّ أَنْوَاعِ الْعِبَادَةِ, and every type of worship, لَا يَجُوزُ صَرْفُهَا لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. It is not permissible to offer it to other than Allah. Bilal says, هَلْ هُنَاكَ عَدِلَّةٌ عَلَى مَا ذَكَرْتَ لَنَا مِنْ بَعْضِ أَنْوَاعِ الْعِبَادَةِ. Are there evidences for what you have mentioned to us from the some of the types of worship? The teacher says, أجل, sure. الْعَدِلَّةُ مُتَوَفِّرَةٌ. The evidences are abundant. بَلْ كَثِيرٌ. They are many. Rather, they are many. نَجِدُهَا فِي الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ. We find them in the Noble Quran. وَالسُنَّةِ الصَّحِيحَةِ. And the authentic sunnah. فَاسْمَعُوا بَعْضَهَا. So listen to some of them. Very important point here. دليل. دليل for what you are saying. دليل الدعاء. What is the دليل? Evidence that dua is worship. قول الله تعالى. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدَعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. That indeed the masajid, the places of worship, they belong to Allah. Therefore do not call upon, لَا تَدَعُوا, do not supplicate along with Allah anyone. Don't make shirk with Allah. This is from Ayat 18 from Surah Al-Jin. And Surah Al-Jin is what? 71 or 72? 72. What's 71? Nuh. Naam. Jazakallah khair. Okay, turn to page 6. Evidence. What is the yani this, what is the evidence for dua? There are a lot of evidences, but from amongst the evidences, wa anna al-masajid lillah fala tad'u. So do not supplicate ma Allah ahada, anyone along with Allah. That's something that we need to know, because people are supplicating to other than Allah. They're supplicating to people in the graves. وَدَلِيلُ الْرَّجَاءِ. How, what is the evidence that hope, having hope, is an act of worship? قَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayat 110 from Surah Al-Kahf, 18th surah, last ayat, number 110. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو. Huh? يَرْجُو. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو. Whoever has hope in the liqa, the meeting, رَبِّهِ, of his Rabb, فَلْيَعْمَلْ, then he must do action, يعني عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, righteous deeds, وَلَا يُشْرِكْ, and he must not associate بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ, in the worship of his Rabb, أَحَدًا. He must not associate anyone in the worship of his Rabb. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو, that's the key in this ayat, whoever has hope, يعني من كان يرجو لقاء ربه, the meeting of his Rabb, فليعمل, then he must, يعني يعمل عملا صالحا, do righteous deeds, and that's not enough, but he must not associate anyone in the doing of those righteous deeds with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. What is the دليل of استعانة, يعني that seeking help, assistance, aid, عون, يعني like Abdul Halim said, the 10th form, one of its meanings is requesting, seeking al-aun. Seeking aun is isti'ana. Seeking aun, seeking help. قَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ, you alone we worship. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ, and you alone we seek help from. 5th ayat from Surah Al-Fatiha. What is the evidence for? ذَبْ, that sacrificing an animal is an act of worship. قَوْلُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, يعني Surah, the ayah 10, 162 or 163 from Surah Al-An'am, 6th surah of the Quran, saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ إِنَّ الصَّلَاتِ وَنُسُكِي. يعني ذَب, it came in this word, نُسُكِي. قُلْ إِنَّ الصَّلَاتِ وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. يعني Allah commanded, say, verily my salat and my nusuk, yani my dhabiha, my sacrificing, my salat and the sacrifices of animals that I make. Not sacrifice, yani I gave up some sleep to help you do some work. That's a sacrifice, you sacrifice some of your sleep. We're not talking about sacrificing your sleep. We're talking about sacrificing an animal as an act of worship to get near to Allah. That's what we mean by sacrifice, okay? Be careful that we don't get confused there. Because people say, I make a lot of sacrifices every day, you know, I do this and I do that. No, we're not talking about that kind of sacrifice. Okay? We're talking about dhabh, sacrificing, slaughtering an animal as an act of worship to get near to Allah. The evidence for this, that say, indeed, my salat and my sacrifice, my living and my dying, all are for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And in doing this, la sharika lahu, he has no partners, no associate, no one who shares in it. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ. And with this, yani offering worship to Allah alone without any partners, I have been commanded, and I am the first of the Muslims, that is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first Muslim of this ummah. Khalid says, these are some evidences for raja and isti'ana and dhab and dua, and they are evidences for everything that he mentioned, tawakkul and so on. Khalid says, مَا مَعْنَ قَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَنُسُكِ. We said that nusuki, yani, is what we were referring to as the dhab, the sacrifice. وَنُسُكِ. The teacher says, مَعْنَ كَلِمَةْ نُسُكِ. My nusuk is ذَبِيحَتِ. My sacrificial animal, التي, which أَتَقَرَّبُ بِهَا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. That I seek, yani I sacrifice as a means of seeking nearness to Allah the Most High. وَكَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ هُنَاكَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. And as you all know, that there are many of the ignorant people, يَذْبَحُونَ الذَّبَائِحَ, that they are sacrificing animals, وَيَذْكُرُونَ اسْمَ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهَا, and they are mentioning the name of other than Allah the Most High upon those sacrificial animals at the time of slaughtering them. حِينَ الذَّبْ, yani at the time of making the sacrifice, أَوْ يُقَرِّبُونَهَا إِلَى صَاحِبِ الْقَبْرِ, or they are, yani يُقَرِّبُونَهَا إِلَى صَاحِبِ, yani they are making these sacrifices to get near to the صَاحِبِ الْقَبْرِ, the one who's buried in a grave, رَاجِينَ, hoping, مِنْهُ, from the guy who's in the grave, who's dead, hoping from him some nafa, benefit, or dafa, a su, or repulsing evil, and there's no benefit, and there's no repulsing evil, except with Allah. وَهَذَا الْعَمَلُ, and the people who are doing this, making these sacrifices to other than Allah, is مُخَالِفٌ, is in contradiction, in opposition, للتوحيد, to Tawheed. Okay. أَمَّا الدَّلِيلَ الْإِسْتِعَاذَ. So what about the evidence for isti'adha, seeking refuge, that this is an act of worship? فَعَنْدَنَا مِنَ السُنَّةِ حَدِيثُ خَوْلَةَ بِنْتِ حَكِيمٍ. Then we have as an evidence from the Sunnah, the hadith of Khawla bint Hakim, radiyallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, qalat, she said, sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, I heard the Messenger of Allah saying this. Yani when she said, I heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, khalas. Yani there's nothing for us to do what? Hear and obey. Man nazala manzilan, whoever descended at a house, a place of rest, yani descending in their journey or whatever to stay overnight somewhere, فَقَالَ أَعُوذُ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ التَّامَاتِ, I seek refuge in the perfect, تَامَات means perfect, كَلِمَات, words of Allah, مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ, I seek refuge in the perfect words of Allah from the shar, the evil of what He has created, yani the evil that may come from, not from Allah, but come from the created being that Allah created. Whoever says this supplication, أعوذ بكلمات الله تامة من شر ما خلق, whoever says that, لم يدره, لم يدره. You looking for the place? Show him please, Musa. لم يدره with فتحة. لم يدره with فتحة, not دم. It's a mistake there, right? لم يدره شيء. Whoever says this sincerely, believing in Allah, nothing will harm that person. Hatta yartahila, until he travels, leaves, departs, min manzilihi dhalika, from that place of his, that manzil, that house, or that yani residence that he's intended to spend the night at. Rawahu al-Imam Muslim. Khulasatu ma dhakarna, the summary of all that we have said here, and the summary is critical, right? If you get the summary, good. But if you get the details, that's even ahsan, afdal, better. What is the summary? Alayna, yani yajibu alayna. It is obligatory upon us. When we say alayna, we mean yajibu alayna. It is obligatory upon us. أن نعرف ربنا الذي خلقنا. That's point number one. It's obligatory upon us to know our Rabb who has created us. Point number two, وَنَعْبُدَهُ. And it is also يَجِبُ عَلَيْنَا أَن نَعْبُدَهُ, that we worship him. How? Point number three, بِمَا شَرَعَ لَنَا, with that which he has legislated for us. Point number one, it's obligatory for us to know our Rabb who created us. Number two, it's obligatory for us to worship him. And number three, to worship him how we like, how we want, how the people in our land invented. No. To worship him, bima shara'a huwa, with that which he legislated, lana. And point number four, wala na'abuda ghayrahu. Yani yajibu alayna an la na'abuda ghayrahu. It is obligatory upon us not to worship other than him. These are four points. To know our Rabb, to worship him with that which he has legislated, and not to worship anything besides him, to commit shirk. كما عرفنا من سورة الإخلاص. And as we came to know from سورة الإخلاص, أن الله هو الواحد الأحد. Allah, he is the one. يعني who is singular and he is unique. الذي لا نظير له. Doesn't have any one that is the same as him. ولا شبيه, nor resembling him. ولا وزير, nor any, يعني assistant, helper. ولا ولد, nor any child, offspring. وأنه غني, يعني Allah doesn't have any of these helpers, assistants, resembler, equal, partner, anything. Rather, he is غني, free of need, عن عباده, of all of his worshippers, all the creators, جميعا, all of them. He is free of need of everything in the creation. بَلْ هُمْ يَقْصُدُونَهُ فِي حَاجَتِهِمْ. Rather, it is they who are turning to him specifically to fulfill all of their needs. فَهُوَ الْمُسْتَحِقُّ لِلْعِبَادَةِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. Therefore, he is the mustahiq, the one who is worthy, deserving, who has a right, a haq. It is his right of all worship, وَحْدَهُ alone, لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ, without any partner. This summary is critical. If a person understands this, they're good to go. Yani, to know your Rabb, to know that you have to worship him, how to worship him, not associating anything with him, that he has no partners, associates, equal, like, similar, resemblance, or anything. He doesn't have any helper. And for this reason, because he is the one who created the heavens and earth and created us and provides for us, and there's no one equal to him, there's no one like him, no one similar to him, and he is without need of anyone, but everyone is in need of him, therefore, he is the one who has the haq, يستحقه العبادة وحده لا شريك له, alone, without any shariq, any partner or associate. Okay, this is yani the quick review of what we did last week. You should have already read it at home. We read it in class last week. You should have been reading it at home. And now we went through it quickly again. Now let's do the exercises for this lesson. Okay, the first thing is al-lugha. Al-lugha. This is very important, yani linguistically, for us to understand linguistic meanings of words that are related to our topic of Tawheed. Yani not just to learn Arabic, to speak Arabic, to go into the grocery store and say, كيف حالك يا أخي? No. This way we can understand the Tawheed. We want to understand this language to understand a Tawheed. Okay, the first word, As-Samad. Yani As-Samad has many meanings. Some of the words that could be used for As-Samad that are comprehensive is he is eternal. Because eternal means that he always existed and he always will exist. And it also indicates then if someone always existed, that means it was without need of anything else, because there was nothing else there. So he is the one who is without need of anyone or anything, and then everything that came into existence is in need of him. He is eternal, he is everlasting. As-Samad, yani technically it means huwa as-sayyid, the master. Alladhi yuqsadu, yani dhamma sukun fatta, yani mabni lil majhul. Alladhi yuqsadu fil hawaij. He is the one that people turn to for the hawaij, yani their haja, their needs. Yani the people go to him. He's not doing it, they are doing it. يعني هو يقصد, he is turned to. He is the master الذي يقصد. He is turned to. يعني sought out في الحوائج, for all needs of the people. They turn to him. ولا يحتاج إلى غيره. While he is not in need of other than himself. Everyone is in need of him. He is not in need of anyone. This is the meaning of as-samad. So who is as-samad then? The one that everyone is in need of and he is not in need of anyone? وَهُوَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. So it is Allah who is as-samad. And he is alone as-samad. And he has no partner in this samadiyya. Yani his, yani being free of need of everyone while everyone is in need of him. طيب, كُفُوًا. Kufuwan has many meanings, and that's why in the definition of kufuwan, yani came in the surah, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدَ اللَّهُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا. There's not for him any kufuwan. أحد, no one is an equal, similar, resembling to him. يعني كُفُوًا, they said it means مكافئة, مكافئاً. يعني مكافئاً has many meanings. It means, primarily it means equal. But it has also other meanings that came in the other words.
Equivalent.
Huh?
Equivalent.
I don't understand what you said.
Equivalent.
Equivalent. Equivalent. Yes, equivalent. Naam. Okay, equivalent. Equal, equivalent. Naam. Okay, and it has other meanings. But this is like maybe the clearest meaning. كُفُوًا يعني means, يعني المكافأة means يعني كفوان means equal, مكافأة means يعني مكافأة like of the same type or same kind.
Similar.
Similar. Also means similar. But I want to use the word of the same type or same kind, like two, like they are on the same level. Allah has no one that's of the same type or kind as Him, on the same level with Him. مكافأة. It's from كافأ, كافين, فا حمزة, مكافأ. Okay, مماثلا. مماثلا يعني is from like مثال, يعني something that resembles or is similar. يعني مماثلا, he has no, there's nothing or no one that resembles him, nothing or no one that is similar to him. نذيرا means, yani, almost like kufuwan, almost the same meaning. It means equal or the same. Yani, exactly the same. Nadhiran. Yani, they are the same. Nadhiran. Okay, so, all of these meanings, you can see that they are close in meaning, right? Yani, equal, same kind, similar, resembling, all of them pretty much the same. So, Allah has no one that is equal to Him, resembling Him, similar to him, the same as him. Allah, there's no one. There's no kufuwan for him. وجمع الكف, يعني the word kufun. الكفو, يعني with hamza on the end, it means to be equal or to be alike. يعني الكف, if a woman wants to get married, and some of them married, they said, no one can marry her except they are kufun laha. يعني meaning, they're on the same level as her. Not a poor person marrying a rich lady. Or a low class person in certain societies marrying high class person. Yani from noble lineage, from unknown lineage. Yani that's kuf. Yani some of the madhab said nobody can marry that lady except they are, yani kuf for her, equal or alike from the same level. And the plural of, yani al-kuf'u is akfa or kifa. Akfa or kifa. Okay, all of this means what? It means equal, like, similar, resembling, and so on. Allah has no one that resembles him, that is comparable to him, equivalent, equal, and so on. The next word, wazirun. Wazirun means mu'inun. Mu'in means musa'idun. Yani mu'in means from a'ana yu'inu, to help. A'un, to give somebody help. Musa'id, from sa'ada yusa'idu, to aid somebody, to assist someone. Okay, so wazir, yani usually in worldly language, wazir means a minister. Because the minister helps the head of the government, the president or the king, right? The minister. So Allah, He doesn't have any wazir, any mu'in, anyone to help him, any musa'id, to assist him. Wal-jam wuzara, the jam of wazir is wuzara, like amir, umara. Huh? Wuzara'u. Fu'ala'u, yani broken plural pattern, fu'ala, na'am.
Jesus was his advisor, receiving the
creation. His wazir, huh? No. Well, according to the Bible, Jehovah Witness Bible also has it. Jesus, on the day of judgment, will be sitting on the right hand of God. So how is Jesus God? He's sitting on the right hand of God, right? Any case, wazir, mu'in, musa'id, wal-jam, wuzara. The jam, wuzara. Huh? Oh yeah, Allahu Akbar, mashallah. The Quran is full of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructing the believers, kul, sufficient. You don't have to make up any da'wah. Whatever Allah said in the Quran, kul, just look at those ayats and suffice you. You will demolish the rest of this nonsense. Okay, the last word we had here is yartahilu. Yartahilu, yani from the past tense verb, irtahala. Irtahala. يرتحلوا. It means يغادروا المكان. يغادروا means to leave, to depart from some place. يرتحلوا. يعني if you say this, nothing will harm you. لم يضره حتى يرتحل من منزله ذلك. Until he departs, leaves from that place of resting of his. يرتحل means يغادروا, to depart from that place. يسافروا إلى جهة أخرى, traveling in another direction, going somewhere else. جهة أخرى, another direction. And an example of this, مثل قولنا, like I was saying, ارتحل الطلاب لأداء العمرة. ارتحل الطلاب لأداء العمرة. Meaning, the students departed for the performance or the fulfillment of Umrah. Of Umrah. Naam. طيب, these are the words linguistically that we need to understand for this topic of this particular chapter. Tadrib. Okay, now we have some exercises. Tadrib is the masdar on the pattern of taf'il. And that's the masdar pattern for the bab. For which bab? This master tafa'il. We just had it. Fa'ala. Fa'ala. Yufa'ilu tafa'il. Darraba. Yudarribu tadrib. This is for the people who was in the last class. I'm just trying to see, were you awake or were you sleeping last class? Tadrib. Tayyib. Tadrib. Exercises. Yani doing some exercises to help us to retain the information that we're taking here. Okay. Ista'mil هذه الكلمات في جمل مفيدة. استعمل means what? Use these words in sentences that are مفيدة. يعني جمل, جمل is the plural of جملة. Sentences that are مفيدة, beneficial. يعني what is intended by beneficial sentences? Complete sentence. A complete correct sentence. Meaning if it's a jumla ismiya, it has to have a mubtada and a khabar. If it's a jumla fi'li, it has to have a fi'l and a fa'il. Maybe a maf'ul and b. Yani complete sentence. Yani it has all the elements that are essential for a sentence in Arabic. Okay, so don't bring a sentence that uses the word and it's not a complete sentence. That's not a jumla mufida. Okay, the first word is samad, Musa.
Allahu
huwa samad. Allahu huwa samad. Naam. Another one. Man huwa samad illallah. Yani that's a question that is really it's istifham inkari. It's not really a question, it's really a statement. Who is the samad other than Allah? Meaning there's no samad except Allah. Naam, jayid, ahsant. Okay, the next word, yartahil. Yartahilu. Naam, Musa.
Sayartahilu Ibrahimu ila Saudi.
Sayartahilu Ibrahimu
ila Saudi ghadan.
إلى سعودية غدا إن شاء الله. Meaning?
Ibrahim will leave for Saudi tomorrow.
Ibrahim will leave for Saudi tomorrow. يرتحل سيرتحل. نعم. You have another word? Somebody had their hand up? نعم.
سأرتحل
سأرتحلوا. يعني he used the first person. أرتحلوا. نعم. إلى البيت بعد درسي. I will go. I will depart from here to go home after the lesson. وزير. نعم مصطفى.
كان صديق لي وزير شؤون الحجرية.
شؤون الو؟
شؤون الحجرية.
خارجيتي. كان صديق لي وزيرا للشؤون خارجيتي يعني for external affairs يعني foreign affairs outside affairs. نعم يعني وزير, the word وزير, because وزير means a مساعد, a معين, right? So that way he was a مساعد for the government. But if you want to use it in reference to Allah, نعم, to stick to tawheed, then يعني no problem. But as you like, go ahead. كان حمان وزير فرعون. وزير فرعون يعني حمام, he was a minister, a مساعد, an assistant, a معين for فرعون. طيب, these are just words that يعني we need to know, especially for يعني التوحيد. The word الصمد, يرتحل, came in the hadith of خولة رضي الله عنها. And wazir came in reference to what? Yani that Allah is a summit. He doesn't have any yani equal. He doesn't have any partner, any assistant, and so on. Okay, munakasha. Munakasha, discussion, in this case, yani questioning. Questions about yani this particular lesson. The first question, as-su'al al-awwal, uktub surat al-ikhlasi ma'a dabti bishakli. Yani write out by hand surat al-ikhlas. Write out. It didn't say type on your telephone, your smartphone. Write it out. Surat al-Ikhlas. Yani ma'a dhabti. Being precise and exact. Yani bishakli. Yani meaning the voweling, the tashkil. Yani in other words, don't just write the words without the vowels, but write the words with the vowels. Yani Surat al-Ikhlas. Okay, somebody recite it to us with all, yani full voweling. Yeah, Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr. Dabt means to be exact, precise. Dabt. Dabata. Yani to make it exact. Naam, Abu Bakr. طيب, ما شاء الله. Naam. Saifullah? Now put kasra, fatha, dhamma, tanween, if it has tanween, and so forth. All voweling. All voweling. Now.
So didn't we start with the tajweed?
We touched me. That's why I was there. Thank you.
Okay, tajweed. Tajweed.
Because yeah, it looks to me like it's like halfway. Because
yeah.
Ahadu.
Naam. In any case, the point is here, when you write out the surah, what is required is that you write it out. Yani we're just yani doing a little oral exercise, but in fact it should be written out, and it should be written out fully voweled, all vowels on every word, even if it's the end of the ayah and you're stopping on it, put the voweling in. Yani of course in recitation of Quran, when you stop on a word, you don't pronounce the last vowel, right? But in writing, you have to write it. Okay, so in writing, this exercise, originally the writing exercise, you have to write the vowels. Second question, السؤال الثاني, من ربنا, and it has two parts, وبأي شيء نعرف ربنا. First part of the question, Abdul Haq, نعم, من ربنا.
الله ونعرف ربنا بعلامات كثير ومن كثيرة
كثيرة بعلامات كثيرة
ومنها الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر.
طيب, he gave both answers. Somebody else give both answers. Somebody will give both answers. مصطفى. من ربنا وبأي شيء نعرف ربنا. الله الذي خلقنا
وربانا بنعمته
وربانا والشد والنباء
بنعمته
ورزقنا بالطيبات ورزقنا من الطيبات. نعم. Okay, that's good. ربنا الله الذي خلقنا. نعم, ربنا بنعمته ورزقنا من الطيبات. نعم, موسى.
نشكر ربنا هو الله الذي خلقنا ورزقنا ولم يتركنا حملا
ولم يتركنا حملا. نعم. طيب, this is جيد. يعني يعني even if it came from the book or outside of the book, the point is Allah, He is our Rabb. يعني ربنا, He is the one who created us. He is the one who provides for us. He is the one who nourishes us, sustains us. By His bounties and His favors and His blessings, all of that is from Him, and He didn't leave us, يعني, to ourselves, to go for ourselves. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created any creature, He automatically provided for that creature. So nobody can claim that the earth is overpopulated and there's not enough. As though Allah, He didn't know how populated the earth will become. He created every creature. And He created for every creature its rizq. Naam. Wallahu musta'an. How do we know our Rabb? Yani bi'alamatin kathira. Yani by many signs that are in the creation, as well as in ourselves as part of the creation. We know Allah by all of these signs. Alamat means things that point to something. And alam, yani, is that which points to something. We said in one of our classes recently, the alam, yani, is the, yani, originally it means a mountain. Because a mountain is something that goes high into the sky. The people can look and be guided to some way by looking at the mountains, okay? So the alam, yani, the alamat. Alamat means those things which are signs that can be followed, that point to other things, and these are the alamat that point to the existence of their creator. Yani, the existence of a creator that has perfect knowledge and the ability to do miraculous, amazing things. Underneath than it is above. Naam. And this is also, yani, from the signs of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب, question number 3, su'al al-thalith, bayyin. That's a fi'l amr. Bayyin. Make clear. Ma'na al-ibadati. What is, make clear the meaning of ibadah. Wadhkur ba'd al-amthilati minha. First, by itself. Bayyin ma'na al-ibadah. Al-ibadah. What is, make clear the meaning of al-ibadah. I'm looking for any other hands who didn't answer any question yet. You didn't answer any question yet? Yeah, Saifullah. Let's give Saifullah first a chance. Naam. Bayin ma'na al-ibadah.
Al-ibadatu an ta'budu Allah wahdahu wa la tushriku
bihi. Okay, al-ibadah an ta'budu Allah wahdahu wa la tushriku bihi shay'a. Yani, ibadah means to worship Allah alone. Naam. Ibadah does require that we worship Allah alone and not to associate anything with Him. But here we want a technical definition of ibadah. Mustafa.
Ismun jamiun. Likulli ma yuhibbu Allah.
Likulli ma yuhibbu Allah. Remember, dhamma. Ahab. It's from the fourth form. Ahabba yuhibbu. Likulli ma yuhibbu Allah. Wiyardahu.
من قول
أو فعل
ظاهر
أو باطن. Okay, but that comes to the second part of the question. Okay, so the ibadah is a comprehensive word that includes everything that Allah loves and everything that Allah is pleased with, whether it's speech or action, openly or inwardly. وَذْكُرْ بَعْدَ الْأَمْثِلَةِ مِنْهَا. Mention some examples from it. Now, everybody can participate. One example.
Dua.
Give us the Arabic word and the meaning.
Dua.
Dua. Dua. We just use dua. We don't need English, right? We just say dua. Invocation. Supplication. Naam. Another one. Another example of dua. Khawfun. Naam. Khashya. Fear and awe. Huh? Raghba. What's raghba? Desiring something. Naam. Raja. What's the Raja first?
Hope.
Isti what? Isti'ana means
help.
Seeking help. Isti'atha. And isti'adha. Yani isti'adha means seeking refuge, and isti'atha means
seeking help.
desperately seeking help in a desperate situation. Okay, the other part of the answer to the definition of ibadah that Mustafa wanted to mention, he wanted to give us, yani, what do we mean by zahir and batin? Yani, for zahir, what we mean by, yani, whether speech or action openly or inwardly, a zahir we mean what? Makana manzuran, that which is seen, like salat, kasalat, wal hajj. Yani, things that are seen that the people do by the limbs of their body that people can see. And as far as the yani batinan, we mean that which is khafiyun, that's not seen, meaning the a'mal al-qulub, the actions of the heart that are done inwardly that nobody can see, like sawm or siyam and ikhlas in the niyyah, and like this. Okay, after this, question number 4, su'al al-rabi'a, ma dalil ala anna ad-du'a ibadatun? What is the evidence that du'a is ibadah? Musa. Naam, that indeed the masjids are for Allah. Yani, they're places of worship that are set up for Allah. فَلَا تَدْعُوا. This is لَا نَافِيَة or نَاهِيَة. So no one supplicates to other than نَاهِيَة. نَاهِي. Not نَفِي. Sure, there are people supplicating to other than Allah. We can't say there's nobody supplicating to other than Allah. We're saying you must not supplicate to other than Allah. That's نَاهِي. The prohibition, فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. This is a dalil, yani that dua is worship and that it belongs to Allah alone from Surah Al-Jin. And the, naam? And the hadith, the sahih? الدُّعَى هُوَ الْإِبَادَةِ. There's another hadith that's weak, الدُّعَى مُخْ الْإِبَادَةِ. مُخْ الْإِبَادَةِ means the core, the essence of worship. That's true, but the hadith is not sahih. Dua mukh al-ibadah is not sahih. The hadith that he said is correct. Ad-dua huwa al-ibadah. Meaning, dua, it is worship. Yani, it is the purest form of worship. It is the core, the essence of worship. As mentioned in the narration that's weak, mukh al-ibadah explains the meaning of that hadith. But mukh al-ibadah, the wording is not authentic. But the meaning is correct, because that's the meaning of huwa al-ibadah. Yani, dua mukh al-ibadah. Question number 5, as-su'al al-khamis, ayajuzu lana an nadhbaha li ghayri Allah, ayajuz lana an nadhbaha li ghayri Allah, udhkur dalilan ala ma taqulu. Is it permissible for us to sacrifice to other than Allah and mention an evidence, a dalil that supports what you are saying? Abdul Haq, we left Abdul Haq out so many times today. La yajuz lana nadhbaha li ghayri Allah. It's not permissible for us to make sacrifices to other than Allah. Udhkur dalilan ala ma taqul. Ahsan, mashallah. Yani, that Allah commanded the Prophet say, Inna salati wa nusuki, that my prayers and my sacrifices, wa mahya wa mamati, and my living and my dying, lillahi rabbil alameen, are all for Allah, the Rabb of all the worlds, la sharika lahu, and He has no partner, no one who shares with Him any of this right to be worshipped. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ, and with this I have been commanded, وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and I am the first of those who have surrendered and submitted to follow and comply with this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, on the next page, the last question, page 8, السؤال السادس, the sixth question, بَيِّن مَعْنَى, make clear the meaning of الصَّمَدُ. كُفُوًا يَرْتَحِلُ النُّسُكِ. Make clear the meaning of these words. As-samad. Naam. Musa.
As-samad. هُوَ الَّذِي يُقْسَلُ. وَالسَّيِّدُ الَّذِي يُقْسَلُ فِي الْحَوَائِجِ ولا يحتاج إلى غيره.
نعم. يعني he is the Sayyid, the master, who is turned to and sought out for all of the needs of the creatures, while he himself has no need, yani, of other than himself, of anything, anyone in the creation. A summit. Kufuwan. Kufuwan. Nam. Huh? Mukafia. Mukafa. Nadira. Mumathila. What are the meaning of these words in general? What is the meaning of these words? When we say kufuwan, it means yani nadir, it means mukaf, it means mumathila, it means yani equal, similar, resembling, same level, same type, same kind. Yani all of these are the meanings of it. The most important meaning, though, is that there's yani kufuwan, there's none equal to him. But in addition, there's none even similar to him, not even resembling him. Yani that just takes it to another level, right? To say there's no one equal, naam. But there may be, yani there's no fighter that's equal to, in that time, Muhammad Ali, right? But there's fighters who are similar, who resemble, who might fight like him, or strong like him, or have some resemblance in some kind of way. But equal, yani, so, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلَ الْعَالَى. The highest description and the highest example is for Allah. Meaning that even the examples that we use in the worldly life, there's no comparison with the level and the description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning if there's a human being or a creature that doesn't have anything similar to it, but yani, Allah's right to be distinct and high above everything and everyone else, His perfection and His excellence is far beyond any yani example that we give of the created beings. Kufuwan, yani Allah has no equal. No one that resembles him, that is similar to him, and so on. Okay, yartahilu. What is the meaning of yartahilu? Yugadir al-makan. Or, an yusafir ila jihatin ukhra. The meaning of nusuki, yani the E on the end is what? Yani showing possession. Yani damir al-mutakallim. Naam. My sacrifice. The meaning of it is zabihati. Yani here the meaning of it is yani nusuki in this ayat. The meaning of it is zabihati allati ataqarrabu bihi ila Allah. Naam. Ta'ala. Yani meaning it's not just my sacrifice, but it's my sacrifice here in this ayat. Yani, where Allah is commanding the Prophet ﷺ to say, my nusuk, he means to say, my sacrificial animal that I have slaughtered for the purpose of getting near to Allah through this act of worship. Yani, I intend by it to get near to Allah, not like the mushrikun who make sacrifices intending by it to get near to the one who's buried in the grave. The saint or the holy person that's buried there. Their intent is to get near to that one, not to get near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, this is the end of this lesson. Inshallah, we have a little bit of time left, so we can review the lesson, and if you have any questions, we'll take questions. Okay, but before we take the questions, I want to remind you that lesson, Ad-Dars al-Thani, Al-Islam Deenuna, Islam, our deen. This lesson is on page 8, and page 9, and page 10, and on page 11, there's the Lugha, the Tadrib, and the Munaqisha, is on page 11 and continues to page 12. So these pages, yani 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12, 5 pages. Yani the lesson itself and the exercises. Yani for the next 2 weeks, we're going to be studying this lesson. 5 pages. So that means if you spend yani 14 days divided by 5 pages, and you have yani almost how many days for one page? 3 days. 3 days for one page. So every page, yani, put some time into it. Don't think I'll read these 3 pages and tomorrow I'll read them the day before the class. No, no. You have to read them starting today and tomorrow and the next day. Go on to the next page, spend a couple of days with it. Go on to the next page. We're not going to read 5 pages in one class, but in the next 7 days, at least read the text of the lesson, the first 3 pages. in the next 7 days. Whatever you don't know, circle it, highlight it, underline it. If you know how to use a dictionary, try to look up some of the words. Looking up the words may take a lot of time, but at least look up some of the words. Some of the words, you might have an idea what it means from the context. Don't look up that. But the word, I don't know what this word means. I have a clue. If you know how to use a dictionary, try to look up those words. Why look them up? So that you begin to train yourself to become independent. You don't always have to ask somebody. And also you learn how to use the dictionary. Because you're not going to be able to use the dictionary easily unless you practice using it. So if you know how to use the dictionary but you don't use it, guess what? When you go to look for a word, it's going to take you a long time because you're not used to doing it. But once you get used to doing it, you can find words quickly. And then you become independent, and then you can go on reading other things. When you don't have anybody to ask, maybe you look in the dictionary. Okay, so try to look up some of the words. Begin to try to use the dictionary. Try to at least read page 8 and 9 and 10, which contain yani the text of this lesson, 8, 9, and 10. It's 3 pages. Yani, at least spend 2 days on each page and come yani with something. So next week, inshallah, we're going to go through the lesson slowly the first time. And the following week, we're going to go through it quickly the second time. That's after you had a whole week to study it. And you have a whole week now, and then you're going to have a whole week next week before the final class for this lesson, bi-idhni Allahi ta'ala. So I'm saying to you that, why am I saying all of this? Because I don't want you to come to class and say, you're going too fast. You can say it. But I want you to know that you're also responsible because we're going to cover this lesson for 2 weeks. You have a whole week to read the text of the lesson, 3 pages. Everybody's not on the same level in this class. For some people, it may take a whole week to read these 3 pages. For some people, they may read these 3 pages in 1 day. But for everybody in here, in 1 week, you should be able to read 3 pages. Again, that don't mean you know every word or you understand every sentence. But at least the words you don't know, highlight them, circle them, underline them. If you know how to use a dictionary, look up some of them. If you don't know how to use a dictionary, at least highlight them so when you come to class next week when we read this lesson, you can stop me on the words you don't know and say, wait a minute, what did you say that means? And then you can write it in. So the following week, the words you don't know, you know them. So now when you're studying it for the second time, before we go through it 2 weeks from now, at least all the words you should know by then. Because next week, every word you don't know, you're going to highlight it, and I'm going to tell you the meaning of it, inshallah. So then, for the next class, when we do the exercises, you should know every word in the lesson. Write the words down. If you can't use a dictionary, when you come to class next week, highlight them so you can ask about those words that you don't know. Any questions?
Yes,
wa alaykum as-salam.
I would like just to find out that dual school can read like everything one day. Everything in 1 day. Studying, reading 1 page, reading. Don't you get my point?
Yani, those who can read 3 pages in 1 day.
No. Those who can read everything.
Read the whole thing in 1 day.
Starting reading 1 page in 3 days.
In the beginning, yeah. It used to take them 3 days, yeah. And that means that. So if now it's taking you 3 days to read 1 page, don't feel bad. Because the person who can read it in 1 day, he wasn't always able to read it in 1 day. Huh? Now he can read it in 1 day, and 1 day you will be able to read it in 1 day. Jazakallah khair. That's tremendous right there. I couldn't have said a better one. I like that. I'm going to stop with that. Now.
The word you use, hamala.
You mentioned in the example you gave that Allah didn't leave us.
Walam yatrukna hamala, right?
Naam.
Like that, right?
Meaning left on our own. Yani without guidance, without direction, without assistance or aid. Saifullah.
Yeah. If there are any
special dictionary? No, I don't recommend the special dictionary, but the dictionary that I use is Hanswear dictionary. That's the dictionary that I use. But whatever you like, whatever is good for you, that's what I've been using for 30 years, so that's what I'm used to. Yeah, for English. But there's also the, what is that dictionary? Maurid. The Maurid. But the Maurid has a lot of dictionaries. Yani English, Arabic, Arabic, English, English, Arabic, Arabic, English. A small dictionary, big dictionary, comprehensive one. Yani it's too many to choose from. So maybe you don't know which one to get, okay? But Hanswear is only one dictionary. Khalas, if you ask for Hanswear, you're going to get that one. You're not going to get anything else. But whatever you like, get it. It doesn't matter. Eventually, what you want to do is you want to get Al-Wasit, which is an Arabic dictionary. Arabic to Arabic. Eventually you want to get al-wasit. Because wasit is a basic, yani not real comprehensive like Lisan al-Arab, but it covers everything and it's a little bit easier than the big Arabic dictionaries. But it's comprehensive, it covers everything, it just doesn't give the detail of some of the bigger Arabic dictionaries. So al-wasit, yani is a good Arabic to Arabic dictionary, eventually. But for now, you want a dictionary where you can look up and get the meaning in English. So I use Hans Weir, it doesn't matter, use whatever one you like, there are a lot of dictionaries. And everyone has some yani good point and some problem, huh? And then they got they got these apps on your dumb telephone. I mean your smartphone that you can use, and some of them are even free, right? So okay, look, we only have a few minutes left. I just want to read through the lesson, yani this lesson number one, I want to read it through it one more time. I said that if we had time, inshallah, we'll read it again. I'm not going to translate now. Lesson one on page 4. I'm not going to translate. But if you want me to stop somewhere, lesson one that we just read last week and we read this week. We finished with lesson one. No, but we're going to read it next week, inshallah. I want to read it because, yani, I just want to give you one more reading. I want to give you one more reading. But this time we're going to read it with no translation. Except if there's an important word that you still didn't get, stop me. Stop me, okay? I'm going to read it one more time. Mutawaffira means ample, plentiful, in abundance. It is abundant. Okay, so we have... Okay. On the title, he said, it says Allah ha. It should be Allahu. In the title, at the top of the page, Ad-Darsu Al-Awwalu, the title says Allah ha. It should be Allahu. With Dhamma. Allahu Rabbuna. Huh? No problem. The difference is that this is the Jumla Ismiya. Allahu Rabbuna. Allah is our Rabb. So the Jumla Ismiya, the first word, yani the subject of the sentence has to take Dhamma. If it has Fatha, that means it's I'rab. In the grammatical explanation of the word, it means it's Mansoob. And there's nothing there to make it Mansoob, so it's wrong grammatically. Yani is similar, not the same, is similar to a person saying, I love my mother, but he doesn't love me. He doesn't love me? My mother? Yani, that's wrong grammatically, right? The meaning, I can understand the meaning, but it's wrong to say that. So here, I can understand the meaning of Allah Rabbuna, but it's wrong grammatically to say Allah ha. That's wrong grammatically. Even though, when I read it, I understand what it means. But it's wrong grammatically. Now I'm Nasir.
That sentence, Rabbuna Allah, Alladhi Falakna, wa Rabbana.
Naam.
Rabbana, is it part of the sentence or just where is this?
Yeah, yani it's the third line from the bottom of page 4. Tariq says, Rabbuna Allah, Alladhi Khalaqana, wa Rabbana. That's part of the sentence. Yeah, it's a fail. That's not Rabb. That's a verb, Rabba. Yani it's the second form of the Mazid, Thulathi Mazid, Rabba, like Fa'ala. Rabba?
That's a verb.
That's a verb. Rabbana. He nurtured and sustained us, took care of us. Now, okay, I'm going to read. If there's a word, just like say stop, because I might not see you, okay? Just say stop. Pif. Antadhir. Daqiqa, anything like that, okay? Ad-darsu al-awwalu, Allahu Rabbuna. Al-mudarrisu, assalamu alaykum, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. At-tullabu, wa alaykumussalamu, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Al-mudarrisu, ahafidhtum سورة الإخلاص الطلاب نعم حفظناها المدرس اقرأ يا أحمد هذه السورة. By the way, those who are in advanced level, don't look at your book, just listen. Those who are advanced level, and if you can understand it, try, if you can. If you can't, I'm not ordering you, it's not a command, it's not a fil amr, right? It's a suggestion for those who advance to train your ear a little bit. without seeing it. Okay? Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. If you need to make wudu, you can go there, or you need somebody. Right here. The door right there. Yes. أَحَفِظْتُمْ Surah Al-Ikhlasi. I'm saying, yani, if you need to see it, look. If you don't need to see it, try to train your ear to see if you can comprehend what you're hearing, without looking. Ahmed says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ المدرس أحسنت يا أحمد بهذه التلاوة الجيدة نريد الآن أن نعرف من ربنا طارق says ربنا الله الذي خلقنا وربانا بنعمته ورزقنا من الطيبات المدرس بأي شيء نعرف ربنا عبد الله says نعرف ربنا بعلامات كثيرة منها الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر top of page 5 the مدرس says نعم إن الله تعالى هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض والليل والنهار والشمس والقمر وهو الذي ينزل المطر ويرزق من يشاء وهو القادر على كل شيء نعم Where? نعم السماوات خلق السماوات السماوات is the مفعول به منصوب ولامة نصبه كسرة why جم مؤنث سالم جم مؤنث سالم if it's منصوب it takes كسرة the rest of the words are normal words when they're منصوب they take فتحة is it clear يا نسير let me explain again This sentence, the top of page 5, it says, نعم إن الله تعالى هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض. Okay, خلق is the فعل and فاعل, and السماوات is the مفعول به. مفعول به is منصوب. But the sign of it being منصوب, the primary sign is فتح. But the جم مؤنث سالم, the feminine sound plurals, when they are منصوب, they don't take فتح, they take كسرة. So samawat is a sound feminine plural. If it's mansub, it doesn't take fatha, it takes kasra. The rest of these words are normal words. When they're mansub, they take fatha. It's clear?
No.
Samawati. خلق السماوات والأرض والليل والنهار. Okay. ويرزق من يشاء وهو القادر على كل شيء ولذلك تجب له العبادة وحده. لا شريك له طارق says ما معنى العبادة يعني مضاف إليه مجرور التي شرح الله للمسلمين المدرس says العبادة اسم جامع لكل ما يحبه الله ويرضاه من قول أو فعل ظاهر أو باطن فالظاهر من العبادة ما كان منظورا كالصلاة والحج والباطن ما كان خفيا كالصوم والإخلاص في النية إبراهيم says نريد أن نعرف مزيدا من الأمثلة لعبادة الله تعالى The مدرس says إليكم الأمثلة الآتية من أنواع العبادة لله سبحانه وتعالى فمنها الدعاء والخوف والرجاء والتوقل والرغبة والنظر والخشية والذبح والاستعانة والاستعاذة والاستغاثة وهناك أمثلة كثيرة للعبادة غير ما ذكرنا وكل أنواع العبادة لا يجوز صرفها لغير الله تعالى. Bilal says, هل هناك أدلة على ما ذكرت لنا من بعض أنواع العبادة؟ أجل الأمثلة متوفرة بل كثيرة، نجدها في القرآن الكريم والسنة الصحيحة، فاسمعوا بعضها. دليل الدعاء قول الله تعالى وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا، الآية 18 من سورة الجن. ها؟
كيف؟
أجل؟ yes، يعني yes، surely، definitely، certainly. نعم، it's an ism. نعم، نعم. وياه. Page 6. ودليل الرجاء قول الله تعالى فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا، وعليكم السلام، ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا، الآية 110 من سورة الكهف. ودليل الاستعانة seeking help قول الله تعالى إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، الآية 5 من سورة الفاتحة. ودليل الذبح قول الله تعالى listen up يا صادق pay attention to the درس. ودليل الذبح what's the دليل of sacrificing is worship قول الله تعالى قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين، الآيتان 162 and 163 من سورة الأنعام. خالد says يعني from that ayat نسكي he doesn't know the meaning of the word، ما معنى قول الله تعالى ونسكي؟ مدرس معنى كلمة نسكي ذبيحتي التي أتقرب بها إلى الله تعالى، وكما تعلمون أن هناك كثيرا من الجاهلين يذبحون الذبائح ويذكرون اسم غير الله تعالى عليها حين الذبح، أو يقربونها إلى صاحب القبر راجين منه النفع ودفع السوء، وهذا العمل مخالف للتوحيد. وأما دليل الاستعانة الاستعاذة seeking refuge فعندنا من السنة حديث خولة بنت حكيم رضي الله عنها قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من نزل منزلا فقال أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق لم يضره شيء حتى يرتحل من منزله ذلك، رواه الإمام مسلم. نعم. Not when you're going outside, when you are settling for the night. Wherever you stop over, يعني in the hotel or the motel or sleeping in your car, wherever you're staying at, your neighbor, your friend, somebody you're staying with, when you stop to spend the night, you should make this dua to protect you from any harm. لم يضره. Nothing will harm you if you say this. بإذن الله تعالى. ودليل where we at? دليل الرجاء. No, we passed that. I'm sorry. I'm going down to the bottom of the page. رواه مسلم. We're on the bottom of page 6. Bottom of page 6. Last paragraph. وخلاصة ما ذكرنا يعني the summary of what we have mentioned in this lesson علينا يعني meaning يجب علينا أن نعرف ربنا الذي خلقنا and also يجب علينا ونعبده يجب علينا أن نعبده بما شرع لنا ويجب علينا وعليكم السلام and I'm saying that يجب علينا is applicable to all parts of this sentence يجب علينا أن نعرف ربنا الذي خلقنا ونعبده بما شرع لنا ولا نعبد غيره كما عرفنا من سورة الإخلاص أن الله هو الواحد الأحد الذي لا نظير له ولا شبيه ولا وزير ولا ولد وأنه غني عن عباده جميعا بل هم يقصدونه في حاجتهم فهو المستحق للعبادة وحده لا شريك له ما شاء الله طيب comments anybody want to يعني express يعني some difficulty question that you have يعني something anything any question any comment any problem any difficulty any happiness joy ما شاء الله I understood every word of it I'm saying that would be a cause of joy right 90% Allahu Akbar 90% when I finished Mustawa Thani in the Arabic language program second level I sat in the Prophet's Masjid with Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami rahimahullah rahmatan wasi'ah one of the great scholars of this era that came from Africa one of the greatest scholars of this time that came from Africa Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami and listened to his lesson and I said what you just said I said, I almost understood everything he said. That was a cause of joy. Naam. And that's what you want to seek. You want to get to the position where you can understand most of what you read or most of what you hear. Doesn't mean you don't understand every word. Even Arabs don't understand every word.
Even in English you don't
understand. And in English you don't understand every word. So the point is, 90% is mumtaz. 80%, 70%, 60%, even 50%. Because, yani, 50% you pass. Not 65, 75. Yani, 51, khalas, you're over. As long as your good deeds outweigh your evil deeds. And the evil deeds, every sin that you commit, count for one sayyah. And every good deed that you do, count for ashara, 10. Up to 700 ila ma sha Allah or as much as Allah wills unlimited how can the one sin be outweighed how can it outweigh 10 yani hasanat every time you do a good deed you get 10 so if your one sin is outweighing your good deeds something wrong with you fala talumu illa nafsak don't blame nobody but yourself Now, okay, anybody have a question about the lesson? We'll stop here if there's no question. Okay, we'll stop. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. One of the benefits of studying this course is that it makes us more conscious of at-tawheed and shirk and the importance of our aqeedah and worshiping Allah alone. This is very important that these things are in our mind, in the forefront of our mind, that they're not somewhere in the back of your mind that you think about once in a while. If you go to Jumu'ah and you hear khutbah about Tawheed, this is something that we should have in our mind all the time. We ask Allah to grant us success in learning the Arabic language, more importantly, in learning our deen and being successful in applying it in our real life so we worship Him alone and die upon Islam and Tawheed. SubhanAllah.